here in this video, he kind of admits that you start out being, sensationalist, doesn't believe that the gifts are inexperienced for today and all that kind of stuff. And now he's saying, yeah, I see that. Whether he's embraced it for himself or not, I don't know. But at least he sees that as a possibility. But just the idea of acknowledging that the Holy Spirit's out there working, right? Is he not? Convicting the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment. And he invites us to participate with him. It just involves us being sensitive to the Holy Spirit and willing to be interrupted. That's basically it. So, what's your sphere? What's your circle? If you look at a map of Alliance or wherever you live, where would you draw the circle? What's your circle of influence? What's the circle you feel God called you to? And what are you doing about it? I mean, a simple thing to start with is just pray. But the scary thing is when you start praying, God starts answering. So I had lunch with a guy today, and he said, God, I want a deeper walk with you no matter what it takes. And his appendix burst. So now he's 4 weeks at home. And he's learning what a deeper walk with the Lord is all about. So be careful. And he says, man, you got to be careful what you pray about. So, but that's a good starting point, right? Start praying. And then also connect the dots. What's God doing? When we pray, expect him to do something. Expect an answer. And also, maybe there's some things that we already see that are going on. Something that's happening over here or something that's happening over there within your sphere of influence. And keep in mind, too, that when it says that the Holy Spirit's come to convict the world of sin, righteousness, and judgment, that doesn't mean that somebody who God may be working on isn't always, like, maybe inquisitive or, you know, very approachable. They may be just the opposite. They may be derogatory and very unapproachable because they're under conviction. But they're close nonetheless. Sometimes we've got to get past ourselves in terms of dealing with people like that and just go there with them. Why are you so angry? Why are you so upset? Sounds like you really hate God. You really hate Christians. Why is that? And you may find out that she is really close. So, how can we be more of a reaching community as a church as opposed to a collecting community? I really believe that the heart behind this Bible school is really learn and go. Because the model was what Paul was doing in Ephesus, right? It was Ephesus, wasn't it? Or I forget. Anyway, he was doing this in a city in the province of Asia. And in 2 years, everyone in that province of Asia heard the gospel. Everyone. And the province of Asia was roughly the size of the state of Ohio. So draw a circle around Ohio. Think about how many people are in the state of Ohio, in this geographic center. 2 years from start to finish. 2 years. That's phenomenal. So can we get a vision for just a circle around Alliance? And put a timetable on it. What's it going to take? And maybe some of the things we have to do is help other churches along. Help other churches be successful. Because, you know, we're not the only boat in the water. I meet with a bunch of pastors that we really believe. There's a saying that when the tide rises in the harbor, all boats rise. But we want to see all gospel preaching churches grow in Alliance. We want to see them all do well so that the gospel can go forth. Well, how do we do that? We have to make sure we're all, you know, each and other being successful. Hold each other accountable in some things. Part of the thing is we're providing this same video series every other Thursday morning for pastors and other interested people. We've got to start somewhere. See what God's going to do. So you're getting your boat rocked a little bit? He's good at rocking people's boats. He really is. And he causes you to question some things. And some of the questions involve church leadership, how we're doing things and what we're doing and how well we're doing in terms of empowering you. Because if we really believe in the fivefold ministry, we believe that the purpose of the fivefold ministry is to equip the saints for the work of ministry. So if we're equipping the saints, how well are we doing that? Are we doing a good job? Do you guys feel equipped? Or do you just feel bad? There's a difference, isn't there? So anyway, any questions, comments? Let's pray again. Father God, we thank you for your word, Lord God, and just, Lord, I just thank you for even taking a fresh look at your word and just realizing what you're doing here in this world and how we should go about it, Lord God. And we thank you that you're in charge and we're not, that you're all wise, but we can get wisdom from you if we ask and believe that you're going to give it to us, Lord. So we ask for that wisdom. Help us to see how each and every one of us is involved in the Great Commission, that you've given us a ministry of reconciliation. Lord, how does that work for each and every one of us? Lord, I pray your spirit would be speaking to us. Help us see our part in this grand ministry that you've invited us to participate with you in. We just ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless. See you next week, if not sooner.